Hello, my friends. It's Sean Vieg with the aptly named Sean Vieg Podcast, coming at you from my father-in-law's stoop in Decatur, Illinois. Yes, I am up in the Midwest for the summer, a little bit in Illinois, but mainly in my beautiful home state, my home country, my home area of Wisconsin, the La Crosse, Wisconsin area. Be up there with my family, sitting here on the stoop in the shade on a beautiful day in May. It's windy and sunny and a little bit cold, or so I've been told. It feels cold because just left Florida where it was getting into the 90s every day. Once it starts doing that in Florida, you have to leave. You have to get out. I like to be outside all the time. Took my son to Disney the other day and we had a great time, but I noticed I kept encouraging us to spend more time indoors, which I never do. I like to be outside, but just nasty, humid, hot weather. So I say this all the time with these podcasts, but hey, it's been a while. Last time I did a podcast, I was walking in the woods, I believe, in Colorado, talking about how we were moving back to Florida. Lived in Florida first, and then we moved to Colorado for almost 7 years. Moved there in September of 2014. And it's been about a year now that we've been back in Florida. We're back in May. It's May again. So happy 1 year anniversary back in the Sunshine State. You've been following me online on my YouTube channel. You see all the Florida backdrops. See the pine tree, not pine trees, that's Colorado, the palm trees, gators, the otters. You never know what's going to pop out of the Florida woods when I'm filming. It's always fascinating, isn't it? Plus all sorts of spiders, snakes and stuff. But Florida's been very good to us. But I'm very excited to spend the summer up here in the Midwest. I'm going to be posting every Monday and Tuesday again on my YouTube channel. So any requests you have, please leave them below my videos on my YouTube channel. That's at Sean Vieg Fitness. V as in Victor, I-G-U-E, Fitness, Sean Vieg Fitness. And my vault at CoachVieg.com. I'm going to be working on posting a new long version, a long video there every week. Among other things, I'd like to bring the podcast back. I have some people I've reached out to be guests, some topics with me. It's a process of getting back into it. It was a few years ago now that I had quite a few guests on, mostly fitness-based, but also some writers and such. I had a pop singer on there named Tyra. It's fantastic. You know, fitness encompasses a lot with me. Anything that really inspires me mentally, physically, and spiritually gets me moving, gets me in a good frame of mind, gets me to help those around me. I always consider fitness. So I'd love to bring the podcast back. I can do that anytime, like I am right here on the stoop. That's the great thing. Same thing with our workouts. They're all body weight, so we can do them anywhere and anytime. Also bring my best friend Stefan back into some so we can gab about, well, whatever topics tickle our fancy. I've decided that just want to do what I want to do this summer as far as filming and stuff. Of course, I like requests, but sometimes I get too much into my own head about what should I do, what should I do, I don't know. And the answers always seem to come when I just relax. Like, I was going to do some more filming today, and I said, no, Sean, take a little break. Why don't you come out here on the stoop? I've been reading my new Log and Timber Home Living magazine and a book called Dodge City by Tom Clavin. I highly recommend Tom Clavin. Just read his Wild Bill Hickok book as well, and I got the Tombstone book. So I'm working on the balance and also budgeting my time. With that, also looking, well, I'm going to be teaching pretty much every Saturday up at the Ohana Yoga Studio in West Salem, Wisconsin, Ohana Yoga Studio. Saturdays at 9 a.m. You can always look that up online. Call ahead. Drop-ins are always welcome. But call ahead in case maybe I'm not there that 1 week or if you have any questions. Just called the Ohana Yoga Studio in West Salem. It's going to be a flow yoga flow class, but I'll add in a lot of fun stuff too, some cool work. I always like to read the room. I've done a lot of guest classes at this studio. It has a new owner who's just marvelous, Lisa, and we had some great chats about it. So very excited to get up into my hometown of West Salem. Be spending a lot of time there this summer, not just at the studio, but all around town in that area. So I'm busting about that. Also, live workouts. I'm not sure if YouTube or Instagram, just not sure about that, but I want to bring back the live workouts. I did that quite a few a couple summers ago, just as long as I have a good internet connection, right? Anything you want to add, Addie? We've been talking for 5 minutes. That's probably enough, but I want to give you a little update if you haven't been following my videos. I'm pretty open about some of the things I'm doing in my videos, but maybe you just hear me on the podcast, and that's fantastic. So, any guests you would like to have me interview? I am a guest myself on a lot of podcasts, and I've done a few lately, and got me back into it. I love talking about fitness, love talking about health, love talking about how people come into these, into their training, into their desires for training, into their health and fitness, especially if they are a fitness entrepreneur. I love hearing about how it started, where it came from. It's such a fascinating business. Unlimited potential, unlimited options, which can drive you crazy. That's why balance is always very important. But thanks for listening to the Sean Vig podcast. I'm going to go back to my Log and Timber Holden Living book. Remember, you can find me on YouTube at Sean Vig Fitness. Check me out on Instagram at Sean Vig Fitness. I post there quite a bit, short videos. And my new updated, massively updated website at seanvigfitness.com. God bless, my friends. I will look forward. I got to get a tagline. I'll work on that right now. I'll just say, over and out. See you soon. God bless you.